Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy to be here, especially after last Thursday where I had like nothing. I'm happy to be here today because I brought the goods. Okay, so we are talking about the second chakra, the sacral chakra. That is a beautiful chakra because it's responsible for desire, for creativity, and for pleasure. All of the good stuff happens in that sacral chakra. So before we dive in, let me just clarify, why are we even doing this in the first place? Like, why are we learning about this weird chakra stuff? And oh my gosh, this is so new agey and weird and blah, blah, blah. Listen, would you rather have energy to pursue the things that you want to pursue, to energy to make money, energy to nourish the relationships that you want to nourish, to hang out with your friends and family, to have fun? Or would you rather walk around with low energy, exhausted, and frustrated? Now, I vote for the first option because I like to have the energy to do the things that I want to do. So if that's weird, then I'm weird. Okay. I guess maybe for some people, walking around with low energy and always frustrated and exhausted is normal, and that's kind of sad. Personally, I think that if you have the know-how to keep your energy up and balanced and clear, then yeah, that's a pretty, that's a powerful and priceless tool to be able to do that. So this is why we're doing this in the first place, because we want to have that energy to make things happen in our lives. Oh my goodness. How many of us are really walking around frustrated and exhausted and like we don't have enough time in the day to do what we want to do? And we're always wishing, hoping, praying for this, that, and the other. That's a lot of us. And it doesn't have to be that way. I was listening to a book, an audiobook called Bare, B-A-R-E, by Susan Hyatt, and she's a life coach, but a weight loss, she helps women lose weight. But she talks about how important it is to have pleasure in your life, because once you begin to practice self-care, to experience pleasure, to have fun. Guess what? You have more energy. You become more energized. You become a lot more happier. And then when you have the energy and you're happier, then you start to make things happen in your life and things start to change in your life. It's incredible. This reminds me of a conversation I had with Jeff Harry last year. He's a play expert. He goes to corporations like Google and he talks to the employees, because the CEOs and the bosses know that if their employees are incorporating play into the workspace, that their employees are going to be happier, more productive people. I mean, it's almost scientific. So If you know how to really check in with yourself and be honest and ask the right questions, you can really begin to heal the energy that is holding you back from doing whatever it is you want to do. Now, in the second chakra, if you can tell that it's closed or you're having some issues, if you don't have a lot of play in your life, That's one sign. And by the way, I have this sacral chakra check-in sheet that you can use. You're going to mark all the statements that are true for you. But let me just go through these and you can hear, right? I do encourage you to actually download the sheet, though, on Zazzle.com, right? First column, I rarely have fun. My sex drive is low. I have a urinary tract infection. I suppress or ignore my desires. I have chronic lower back pain. I have pelvic pain. Sex is painful. I have reproductive issues. I have kidney or bladder issues. Okay, if any of those ring true for you, then your sacral chakra needs some attention, because the sacral chakra, I don't know if I've already said this, but it is responsible for the reproductive organs. It's that lower part, the abdominal part of your body. And so if you are having any issues in that area of your body, it is a sign that you need to pump some energy in there. On the other hand, if you have an overactive second chakra, then you probably have some type of addiction, because now your desires are in overdrive. So if you have especially sex addictions, there's an issue happening with the sacral chakra. So you want to have that balance of, I have a healthy relationship with pleasure and desire versus I have to have it all the time, 24/7, where it's an addiction and it is controlling your life. Okay. Now here's the other column of that sacral chakra check-in sheet. I have fun often. My sex drive is healthy. I do not have, and I rarely get UTIs, urinary tract infections. I honor my desires. My lower back pain, my lower back is pain-free. I diversify my pleasure. I enjoy sex. I flow with life easily. I find creative solutions, and my reproductive organs are healthy. Okay. So if you have more checks in the left than the right, then let's talk about what we can begin to do to heal that space in your body, because your sacral chakra is one of your creative centers. The other creative energy center is your fifth chakra, your throat chakra. And if you think about it, it makes total sense that the sacral chakra is a creative center, because the reproductive organs, what do? They create life. They birth life. This is where you create solutions. You birth ideas. Most of it happens in the sacral chakra and then the throat chakra. So if you are having issues with physical issues, or if you're having some of these issues where you're suppressing desires, let's talk about how we can begin to open that space. One of the ways we can begin to open that space is diversifying pleasure. First of all, having a little bit more pleasure in your life. You got to figure out what brings you pleasure, but you have to diversify the pleasure. So in other words, if you just find pleasure, your way of finding pleasure or having pleasure is you have a cup of ice cream at the end of the day, and that's what you do for pleasure. And you do that all the time. That's probably going to have an adverse effect on your health and even your emotional health, because, well, you know what it can do to your physical health. And then emotionally, you might begin to feel like a loser if you're just eating ice cream all the time, every day for pleasure. Find different things that give you pleasure, because if you diversify the pleasure, now you're going to be able to have more energy to do more things in your life. When you put all your pleasure into one thing, it gets old pretty quickly, and it can be tiring, exhausting, believe it or not. If I'm just watching Netflix and eating popcorn, I can get lazy really quickly if I do that like every day for pleasure. And then I might start asking myself, like, is this what I'm doing with my free time? Like, why can't I do anything else? So it's important to find different things that give you that sense of joy, that give you that feeling of awe and, ooh, this is fun. This is a great time to experiment if you don't know what brings you pleasure. this is a really fun time. Have fun with this, right? Okay, so you're going to find out what the things that give you pleasure. And then on the second worksheet, it's called Desires. You're going to write down all the things that you desire in your life and all the things that give you pleasure in your life. All the things that you desire in your life and all the things that give you pleasure in your life. So the things that give you pleasure in your life, those are the things that you want to try and incorporate more into your lifestyle. So if you like to walk, or if you like to spend time with your pet, or you like to do whatever, start off with like 2 minutes a day at the bare minimum, doing that thing that brings you pleasure. And then I bet you what's going to happen is it's going to slowly grow. So you'll start off with 2 minutes, and then next thing you know, you'll be at 4 minutes, and then that'll grow into 10 minutes, right? And you'll start to feel better because you're bringing in more of that new, fresh energy into your life, okay? So that's the pleasure part, the having fun part. Now, let's talk about your desires, because one of the things in that left column is that's a mark of a closed second chakra is I suppress or ignore my desires. When you suppress or ignore your desires, you're basically saying to yourself that you don't deserve nice things. You don't deserve to have fun. You don't deserve to enjoy yourself. And that's not healthy. That completely will just shut down that second chakra. So on that desire worksheet, write down all the things that you desire and just go through them and then ask yourself, what is it underneath some of these desires? Like, what's the real desire underneath this desire? So for myself, sometimes I really desire chocolate, and I notice that I desire chocolate when I'm stressed. So in that moment, do I really desire the chocolate, or do I desire calm and peace of mind? I desire the calm and peace of mind. And I'm reaching for it in the wrong way by going for the chocolate. Because in the long run, the chocolate, well, in the short run, I should say, it gives me that like quick hit of dopamine where I feel good for a minute. And then all the stress just comes back. So I mean, I could say, oh yeah, I'm honoring my desire. Not really, because I really don't desire the chocolate. I desire peace of mind. So now I need to ask myself, okay, so what is it in this moment that's stressing me out, and how can I begin to heal that? And that usually takes a lot more time and takes you to get uncomfortable to address that, because what's causing the stress might take some courage to address. It might be a difficult conversation you need to have with someone. It could be a change of habit that you need to make, right? So when you write down those desires, ask yourself, what's the real desire underneath the desire? And when you figure out what you really desire, then you have a clearer roadmap to opening and clearing that second chakra, because now you know what it is that you need to address, and you can start to plan action steps to begin to address those things. Okay, so you have two things going for you right here. You have a list of things that are going to bring you pleasure that you can start to incorporate in your life right now, like tonight, 2 minutes. Pick one of those pleasures and spend 2 minutes a day doing it, like right now. And then make an action plan to start addressing the desires that you want, the things that you want to pursue, the things you want to feel. Draw up an action plan. And the more, here's the wonderful thing, the more you start to bring the pleasure into your life, you're going to find it's going to be easier for you to address your desires and make an action plan to attain your desires. Because it's going to start to free up the energy for you to do that. I can't believe I am like almost out of time. I don't even know if I said half of what I want to say about the second chakra. So let me just throw back the basics, right? So he said the second chakra is located right underneath the navel. Its color is orange. It's responsible for desires, creativity, and pleasure. And it's associated with all the reproductive organs. So check out that area of your body. Check out what you're doing for pleasure. If you're diversifying your pleasure, if you're actually spending time every day doing your pleasure, and then take inventory of your desires and make an action plan to start pursuing those desires. And you, my friend, are on the road to balancing that second chakra. Woo-hoo! That's good news. That's very good news. Okay, another thing I want to mention, try eating more orange colored fruits and vegetables. Incorporate that into your diet. Ooh, that's going to be lovely. If you start doing that too, juicing them or eating them raw or whatever, but try a new orange fruit or vegetable. You're going to have a colorful salad by the end of like the seventh chakra. Okay. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So, I am officially out of time. You can follow me on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook at Motivation to Write. And you can sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com. And remember, this is part of, you're getting a sneak peek at the Motivation to Write Plus membership program. The next episode probably will only be available if you're a member of that program, because I'm launching that program really soon. So make sure you sign up for Motivation to Write Plus. Stay up on things with my email newsletter. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.